The colonization of freed slaves was a solution that attracted many Northerners, including Lincoln, for a long while. It's an idea that goes back early in the 19th century to a number of fairly prominent people then, including political leaders, Thomas Jefferson, Henry Clay, and others, all advocates of the notion of colonization, which would have seen freed slaves shipped somewhere out of the United States to avoid the problem of having to try to integrate them into American society. Now, some people supported this because supported the idea of colonization because they hated black people. Others, and I would put Lincoln in this category, from a mixture of self-interest and concern for the plight of freed blacks in a racist American society. The colonizationists argued that this would avoid a post-emancipation race war. They said it would avoid competition between freed black laborers and white laborers in the North and in the South. They said that overall it would simply make the process of emancipation work much more smoothly, be a much less wrenching social experience for the nation than if you allowed the freed slaves to remain in the United States. Lincoln met with a group of free black men at the White House in August 1862, the first time a president had met or had invited black people to the White House, met with them in August 1862 to try to get them to support colonization. He said, "Slavery's the greatest wrong ever inflicted on any people." We all know that. You know it, and I know it. But he said, "Emancipation will not get rid of radical differences between you, the black people in the United States, and us, the white people." He said, "You have virtually no chance for equality in the United States. Most white Americans simply won't accept it." He said, I did not mean to discuss this, but to propose it as a fact with which we have to deal. I cannot alter it. If I would, it's better for us both, therefore, to be separated." And he asked these leaders to try to get volunteers to go in a first wave of colonists to show that colonization might be practical. Well, these men who went to the White House, as well as virtually all other black leaders in the country, said, "No, we don't want to leave the United States. We live here too. We've been here for many generations. In most instances, this is our country as well as yours." Robert Purvis, a wealthy and influential black Philadelphia abolitionist, summed up feeling in his community on the subject in an open letter to Lincoln. He said, "It is in vain you talk to me of two races and their mutual antagonism. In the matter of rights, there is but one race, and that is the human race. Sir, this is our country as much as it is yours, and we will not leave it." The great black abolitionist Frederick Douglass was more direct. He was very upset at reports of this meeting with Lincoln. He said that it showed all of Lincoln's inconsistencies, his pride of race and blood, his contempt for Negroes, and his canting hypocrisy. White abolitionists also opposed colonization, but Lincoln held to it for a surprisingly long time. And in fact, there was one expedition mounted during the war to see if this would be practical. It was a group of about 500 freed slaves who were sent to an island, Isle of Osh, Cow Island, off Haiti. The speculator who had come to the government and said, I'll do this for X number of dollars for each person. I'll supply schools and a hospital, and there'll be the agricultural tools and so forth that they will need to make a living. You give me this much money, and we'll ship them down there. 500 went. They arrived in Haiti. No schools, no roads, no hospital, no anything. They were dumped off on Cow Island, pretty much left to fend for themselves, and it was a disaster. A disease swept through their ranks. Very quickly, reports came back to Lincoln that things were going wrong there. The expedition had been mounted in April of 1863. Before a year had passed, it was clear that it was not going to work, and so a United States vessel was sent to bring these people back, returned in February of 1864. There were 368 survivors. That was the end of the notion of colonization. Lincoln abandoned it. It really wasn't brought up seriously again, but it persisted through much of the war. Let's finish up with this lecture by looking at the question of